doesn't need much to tell us it isn't true. Now it's true. I know I believe us, our light will bring us to all that's good. Everything you say or do, all that I think is you. I'm walking the line, I'm walking the line of love.
This one is Jan Eddy, who was actually born in North Macedonia. 23 years old, plays mainly acoustic instruments. And he sings lead vocals and backup vocals as well. He considers his genre pop and indie pop. And he's currently in the studio right now recording new songs. This one is called Walking the Line of Love.
That is a Local Music Thursday. Thank you for the submission. Every Thursday we play local music. And it's sent in to George at 1620thezone.com, a 30 or 45 second MP3 clip, preferably with some information as well. And we will put it into the rotation and we'll give you a little love. And if our listeners love you, they will either consume your content even further or they will request it. And George takes requests. It's like Mr. DJ on the show. And you may hear some of your favorites again next week. Seems like this show has gone pretty quick. We're already halfway home. It's halftime.
Wow, man.
What is that, only the second song that we played here on Local Music Thursday? We will ramp it up, I promise, in the last 2 hours. That'll include a visit with Brian Munson. Yesterday, another announcement in this town concerning Olympic trials. You know, Swim Town is back next summer, right around the College World Series time. But the Olympic curling trials are coming back for 2021 for the 2022 Olympics.
Yeah. Okay.
So they'll be here in November of 2021 to get you ready for the Olympics of 2022.
Noted.
At Baxter Arena, ideal spot, coming back where they were last year, there's some familiarity. It's also a very good curling town. Did you know that, George?
I didn't know that.
There are curling clubs. There is a lot of involvement. There's a lot of enthusiasm for curling, and there's some really good, I guess you would call them curlers.
Something
in this town
that probably is no surprise. I absolutely love the Olympics, winter and summer, and curling is one of my favorite things to watch in the Winter Olympics.
It's a good town. It's kind of I don't know that a lot of people from outside of here know how good the Omaha area is in terms of popularity towards curling.
They don't.
Baxter Arena is busy. Tranquility Park, other places that have curling set up are really, really busy. So you have an established market to bring it back. I don't know if anyone else tried for it. But when they come back to Baxter Arena, here's my only request, and it's a little bit selfish. So the last time, and again, this is me being selfish because I have Omaha men's basketball in the best interest, is when it was here the first time, and hockey and women's basketball and men's basketball, and I think even volleyball, but I think volleyball was able to go to SAP and play. Women's basketball might have played at SAP, but men's basketball will never play at SAP. It about did in the men's basketball program here because of you couldn't play at home. That was the start of the season because they take over Baxter Arena before, and they're there for, well, in this case, in 2021, they'll be there from November 13th to 21st. So that year, Omaha had 9 straight road games. Yikes. Suffered some injuries along the way. It literally almost ended the Omaha men's basketball program. So I would hope that, you know, now with some looking ahead to 2021, there are some sacrifices and there's some things that are built in so you take care of your teams, like men's and women's basketball and hockey. Hockey can take some time off. Men's basketball, that's the first, you know, women's basketball, it's the first month of the season. So I'm just saying, that was, George, miserable. 2 years ago, that was awful. Played all over the country. Louisville, New Mexico, Florida, where else? I mean, it was Oklahoma. Went from Great Falls, Montana, to Norman, Oklahoma, played two games in less than 36 hours because they didn't have a place to play at home. But when they come back in 2021, because that's my neighborhood, it will be a party nightly. The Inner Rail is open. It's become very, very popular in, what, 2 weeks? So it's a great setup. It's a good town. You know, it's an event town. We support events here, whether it be the Jewel of the College World Series, Major League Baseball game, which will not be back this year in 2020, to the swim trials, to the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which will be back this year, to the NCAA volleyball Final Four, to the Big Ten baseball tournament. Good event town, but is it a good sports town? Would you consider Omaha a good sports town? A town in which, if you wanted to listen, by the way, to Game 4 of the ALCS, you won't be able to find it on your regular radio station. Not being carried in Omaha. Well, good event town. Does anybody ever call Omaha a great sports town? Like, could Omaha support an NBA or an NHL franchise here? We have enough Fortune 500 support that you could have Oklahoma City here. Event town, sports town. We know it's an event town. Is it a good sports town? But the Olympic curling trials will be back, and that is huge for Baxter Arena and for this town and for everybody that's involved in curling. All right, 2 hours in the books, two to go. The Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com.